you know, now he did find that, the city dreaming. But there's cottonwood, they got a cotton.
Is that the same thing as a sycamore tree?
No, sycamore trees is like these old sycamore trees out here, and these big leaves right around the corner, there's one of them.
That's a sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
And now, under the ground, what's the part of the tree that holds it there? The
roots.
Now, have you ever heard of roots being used for anything?
No, unless a lot of them goes down and hunts them roots out of Florida, isn't it? Old pine, them old cypress pines, you know, where the roots grows up in different shapes and makes things out of
them. What about for medicine or something?
Well, no, I hadn't. I hadn't heard none of that.
You never heard anybody getting them to sell for something?
No, I hadn't. But they did back in olden days, but I never bought none of them. I never used none.
Did you ever hear about them?
Not too much, not when I was growing up.
Do you remember any of them you could use for anything?
Well, I ain't never yet known, but sassafras bushes is all I've ever known that we could use to make tea out of.
Was that good for something or just for
tea? You know, it made a good drink.
And what's the kind of tree you get syrup out of?
Maple tree.
And where would that grow?
That'd have
if you had a lot of them growing together.
That would have to grow in a fertile land. Well, and just have them planted there and be where you could use it, drain the juice from, the maple tree.
So you'd plant a what of maple trees?
You'd plant acres of them if you wanted to make syrup out of them.
Well, how do peaches grow? You plant a what?
Well, you got groves of them. You plant big peach groves, plum groves, pear groves.
What have you ever heard of something else like an
orchard? Yeah, they call them orchards or groves. And they'd be plum orchards, pear orchards, and peach orchards.
What about maple trees? Where do they grow in?
Well, they grow in orchards, too.
And are there some other what other kinds of trees are there around here?
Ain't no more kind around here that makes any to grow in only just flowers in the yard.
And what kind are they?
I've got a camellia tree out there. I got about three or four different kind of camellia trees and zadar bushes.
Are there any trees in the woods we hadn't talked about?
I think we've talked about all of them.
And what's that kind of tree that George Washington cut down? The
cherry tree.
And there's a kind of shrub, kind of bush that grows along the edge of the road or in a fence line or something, that the leaves turn bright red and they have red berries on them. You can use to write your name with the dye out of the berries.
Dogwood bushes.
Is that what they'd be?
They have red berries when they quit blooming.
Well, you could use this for the dye in the berries. It's real strong. It's called soup. Have you ever heard of something like that? Big bush, it has. Have you ever heard of sumac?
No, I ain't heard nothing about that, but there's a grassy graveyard bush grows that way, but it don't make no berries. And then there's a shoemake bush, they call it. It has a pods of red sour berries, and people used to get them and drink them for when they had kidney problems. Make the soup off of them.
Oh, really?
That's just as sour as you ever seen in your life.
And what kind of bush is it?
We called them old shoemake bushes.
I've never seen one of them.
Well, the pod was as long as that right there.
As long as that microphone.
Mm-hmm. And it just come down, shaped down, and just hung with a little seed in it.
Well, if you're walking in the woods, you know, you could brush up against a little plant, and it'll make you break out. What would that be?
Poison oak. That's the way it does
it.
It's a vine like.
Have you ever heard any other names, or is there different kinds of that?
I don't know. I ain't never heard. And I seen a fellow with it down at the church last Sunday where he was over and some of it. He got to worry and, oh, yeah, it.